This podcast is a product of the Hyper RPG Podcasting Network. Visit hyperrabbitpowergo.com to learn more.
So, last week, all of you got together and were able to defeat the horrible-smelling bog troll that was in the swamps. But unbeknownst to most of you, Doland found a Scroll of Wish, thanks to the chat, and managed to sort of muck the timeline up just a bit. He then decided to, you know, he wanted his brother's accomplishments and his brother to be dead, so he did that. Things did not go well for him, and then he managed to send them all back to the way things were and acted as if nothing changed. But Dolan, you wake up one day and you're, you know, looking in the mirror, primping yourself, getting ready for your day.
Yes, of course, yes.
And then you notice that the version of you behind the mirror reaches out and grabs you by the shirt collar.
What?
And goes, Dolan, what have you done? It's not better yet. We have to fix it, Dolan. We broke the world.
Oh shit! I don't want to deal with this. Okay, other self. I guess I will let the rest of the team know that I broke the world somehow. Wait. Was this from the thing with the scroll?
Yes. Obviously, it's the thing with the scroll.
So the scroll was a bad thing.
No,
in the long run.
Your use of it was a bad thing. And
why?
Anytime you try and change the timeline.
But we saved a cat. We literally saved a cat.
Yes, that was good. But then you killed your brother, took his accomplishments, had sex with a troll, and then I am you. I'm you from the future.
No shit.
Yes, I'm using what little energy I have to tell you about how horrible you messed up the timeline.
Dolan, I've been needing to go for quite some time now. I feel like you're just in there talking to the mirror.
That's exactly what I'm doing. It's my future self who's in the mirror telling me that I destroyed...
Don't tell him!
Why not?
I should have known. You know,
your future me, you know you already did that.
Listen, how you handle your business is your business, but I really have to go.
Oh, you need to use the restroom.
Okay, yes, well, you are in the
restroom. Hold on, one second. Future self, is there any... Anything else I need to know about this broken timeline that we created?
Yes, you must go into the forest, into the Violet Wilds, and find the ancient...
Hold on.
Yes, write this down.
Forest.
In the Violet Wilds, there's an ancient dwarven set of ruins. You have to go there, and you must defeat the creature that has been created by your disruption of space-time.
Creature?
Yeah, creature.
Creature, not a troll, just creature.
Yes, it's a creature.
Okay, space-time. What's that, future me? There must be a lot of advancements for you to know something like that.
You know, somebody explained it to me. I forget who. Somebody was like, space-time is like... It's like everything but nothing. I didn't understand. He was saying a lot of words, and I just kind of snuck away.
Great, so I hope this toilet paper doesn't dissolve before I can remember everything that's on it, but... thank you, future self, I guess. This is quite weird. Do we have a Mary, by any chance?
Yeah, it's not that far in the future. And if you go...
Yes, one minute, I'm still talking to myself.
Like, I never got married, but hopefully, if you fix the timeline, maybe you can get married.
Oh, I was hoping we didn't, but...
I mean, then that you can have that happen, too. I don't know. Like, the world is literally falling apart.
And you care?
I mean, I care about dying.
Huh, something must have changed. Okay, well, I'll tell the others. Halfling, here, it's all yours. You able to use this restroom?
Well,
yes, absolutely. Why wouldn't I be able to use this restroom?
You're a minotaur. I mean, you're a half...
How many times do I have to go over this? Please leave. Excuse me.
Yes, it's all you. Oh, by the way, the universe is falling apart and it's my fault.
Well... Okay.
We'll have to do something.
I just have to take a dump, okay?
And you do that in here?
Yes, why not?
How? I'm gonna stay and watch, actually. I'm very curious.
All right. So be it. I want to pull down my pants and take a dump.
Sure. And that all happens. So
can we fade out? Please.
Well, as we fade out. So the three of you were at breakfast downstairs at the inn, and this half-orc walks up over to you and sits at your table as if he knows all of you.
Anyone sitting here?
Ah, a fan.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, 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 here. Hand me your notebook. We'll sign it for you.
Please, you may sit with the Hakma.
I'm sorry, if you couldn't understand him. He said, yes, you may sit down. Would you like us to sign something of yours?
I don't have anything to sign. I don't believe in paper.
What?
Hashtag message. I have a delivery here for someone named Gorbil. It's a case of bourbon. Where do you want it?
In my gullet.
Well, that's from Gorbil.
Thank you. That's very good. People, put it right over there. Right there next to my equipment.
The pigeon laughs at you, poops, and then flies away. It wasn't carrying anything.
Oh, troll pigeons.
Just when you think you got something on time, it's late. They'll be here soon, gang.
Half-orc fellow, why are you sitting with us if you're not here as a fan? You're not with the review board or anything, are you?
Are you worthy of being reviewed?
Wait, we're like three and a half stars on the review board right now. I think it's quite good.
Really? Because I heard the service here was poor, that you weren't kind to noobs.
Well, we're not kind to those who throw insults.
I'm not talking about me, it's just what I read on.
You did read the reviews then.
Some people are confused. They think that we are the theater company down the street. But we are not.
He's speaking, isn't he?
I don't understand a word.
We usually don't know what he says.
We don't know what he says.
My character sheet shows many languages, but nothing.
Well,
I thought you didn't believe in paper. What's this sheet you're carrying? What's it made out of?
It's tattooed on my bum.
And you are able to read it?
Mirrors exist. Do they not?
I was wondering why you were sitting like that.
Of course.
It must be tattooed backwards. So it can be forward when he reads it.
Precisely.
And it's a codex for all languages except that one.
And as we all know, Assless Chaps are coming back in a big way.
Absolutely.
Yes, very big way.
As does
build towards hashtag actually.
I guess there's an actually being built in there.
Oh,
yes.
God.
Yes.
Well, anyway. Take a seat.
Thank you. My chaps appreciate it.
Ah, we were just like our friend.
Yes, this too is an Assless Chaps man.
Yes. Hey. Would you like to have these?
These what?
These chaps.
You're still wearing them. Great, he's still wearing them.
It does make him feel a little bit more charismatic.
Could you give it a 360 for me?
I stand up and I slowly turn around and kind of flex.
Oh, the pink thong's a nice addition.
Sometimes he doesn't even flex and it always looks like that.
Yeah, pink brings out like some color.
Old and wrinkled and...
Allow me. And I stand, and I do my 360.
We kind of do it slowly together. As,
boom.
Already like this guy.
Oh yeah, I can crack a walnut.
Between those cheeks, I believe it.
Once again, do you mind telling me why you're here?
What do you hope to accomplish? And more importantly, how do you feel about trolls?
Wow, I didn't realize this was an interview. I was coming here for lunch.
With us, though. We don't know who you are.
Well, I'm a stranger here, and I'm looking for friendship.
Friendship.
Friendship. No, we don't offer that.
No, that's sad, and you're lonely, and we don't offer that here.
It's true. I am sad and lonely.
Oh, just admitted it like that. Okay.
You accused me of it, and here I am, admitting to my faults.
I mean, he could be some of use for
us.
Quite
tragic.
Oh, I guess
sad
he did let you
could
join
be
the group.
Abuse to you? What kind of a man are you?
I'm an honest man. I just see it how it is. I feel that you can be used of us. And we can develop a friendship if it's deemed successful.
Yes, Hakma, don't be silly.
Where did you come from?
We could be friends with this man.
He's done.
Sorry, I was in the bathroom.
Did you wash your hands?
Of course I washed my
hands.
No, he
didn't.
I watched all of
you
it.
You see, like, this very fluffy troll. He didn't wash his hands. I watched the whole time.
Can we revisit my conversation about maybe just putting up a fortress around this town so that these trolls can't just walk right in?
We told you we're not building a wall around the town. That's something a troll
would do. I think it could be very effective if we put a watch on the wall.
We're not building a wall.
I'm a bird. I'm a big old bird.
These trolls, they literally just walk into town and nobody says, a troll is walking into town. Like, he just walked right into the saloon.
You want to see if you can hang out with the Hakma?
The Hakma.
Yes.
You are the Hakma.
We are the Hakma.
I'm in search of the Hakma.
We're Hakma now? I thought we were still Vakma.
No.
We are heroes.
We've been Hakma ever since I had that gunslinging showdown. Remember?
Let's see if you can take...
Save the kitten.
Someone's got to give me these memos before the show so I can update our cool little sign.
Wait. We are the Hakma. Look at my
we all agreed that we had a whole... We literally sang a song that we're the Hakma forever at the end of the show.
Can you remind me that song, actually? Can you do that
again? Hakma. Forever.
I love the Hakma. This one.
Forever.
This song makes me cry.
The Hakma. Forever. Yes, you are the Stoopy.
It's infectious.
Oh, thank you.
If you are the Hakma, then yes,
actually, whiskey is noxious, foul-smelling swill. I have developed a magical elixir from the syrup of maize which makes it barely palatable. My mission is mix it with all the world's whiskey to prevent anyone from accidentally consuming straight whiskey.
We'll get to that.
That's a blight.
Yes, that's choice words. That is who we are.
You are the Hakma indeed, then yes, I am a fan.
They're the heroes and killers making excellent results, and you have 60 days left to activate your antivirus.
Dear God.
The antivirus?
Troll, you've heard of us too.
Of course, everyone heard of you. I'm not a troll, I'm a big old bird.
No, you're very cool. A troll with feathers.
I'm a bird.
Are you still here? Are you going to leave or not?
No, I'm a big old bird.
He's the big bird that's going to hang out.
Yeah. Are you here?
We're trying to have a serious adventure.
Yeah.
And you're just a big bird that's hanging out.
Yeah, I'm just a big old bird.
Bird, come to me.
Oh, okay. Dear God.
I hate these things.
Can you lower your arm just a little bit? Like a lot lower, like a lot lower.
I don't know.
Like
if this will
there you go, we, there you go.
I don't know.
Like basically on the ground.
If he's making friends with the messenger birds, I don't know.
I don't know if this is a messenger bird or an actual big
this
bird.
This very large troll sized bird just steps on your hand.
No.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
All right, lift me.
Why are you obeying this filthy creature?
I need to share something with you, Duncan. I know you're new here, but. We don't associate ourselves with trolls.
That's right.
We kill them.
Trolls?
We'll even kill their offspring.
That's a troll bird.
I've killed many babies.
That's not what I heard, says you see James Valentine hanging out in the corner. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt. I heard my little brother made it with a troll last week.
Yeah, James. No, stop.
The more handsome one.
Stop. James.
Yeah.
I know everything.
Oh, really?
And I would just like to tell you, I am no longer jealous of your life or of you, and I know that everything you say is just a defense mechanism for how terribly awful you are as a person.
None of us believe that, James.
Yeah, your brother's
very
cool.
We're on your side here.
No, we prefer you. You're the better brother.
Yeah. I know. He grabs a beer bottle, opens it with its eyes.
How are your kids that you're not taking care of?
Oh, I wouldn't know. I'm not taking care of them.
Motherfucker.
That's actually a pretty good response.
He's so cool.
That's pretty smart, a pretty awful thing to say, but I side with him somehow.
Pretty smart.
Yes, he's really quite amusing, isn't he?
Duncan, you walked in on a family gathering, apparently.
It's not a gathering. It's not a gathering. He's going to leave, aren't you, James?
Well, you know, I thought I might kill some trolls or do something. I mean, I'm not as skilled as you, you know, lulling them into a sense of false security and then having sex with them.
That was your ex-lover.
Wait, so this is true? You did that?
We find out something new every
time. Okay, I need to tell everyone something. I need to tell everyone something. It's going to sound crazy. On our last adventure, we saved a cat. You remember this?
Yes,
we were.
What you don't remember about after that is, or maybe you do remember this part, but you don't remember it working. We found a scroll,
and I made a wish with that scroll.
Yes.
I wished for my brother to no longer exist and for me to have his life. So,
sad.
Brother.
Sad.
Yes, it was. And what was even more sad is I learned of all the terrible things my brother had done, about the children, about the troll women that he sleeps with, and all the other things that he does. And...
Hashtag enemy enter Jordan wise man, a handsome upstanding troll who is a superior what? Commander in every way, and attempts to make all players his bondsmen who do all of his chores for him.
I won. I kicked his ass. Handily. Anyway.
We'll get to that. My brother lived a terrible life. It was miserable, and I realized that I could take you all thinking whatever the hell you want to think of me as long as I don't have his life. But upon doing so and taking things back to normal and giving my brother his life back, the timeline is now shattered, apparently, and something to do with space-time and a future me...
Oh, space-time. That's actually, you know, the thing you need
Fuck
to know
you,
is that...
Fuck you, brother. I'm telling
world,
a story.
The world is actually... It's space and time are actually one force. They are interchangeable. You know, obviously, space can affect time and vice versa. So if you actually break one, that's how you... Teleportation, like
right,
like your magic.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you would understand.
Yes, I understand.
Hashtag NPC, a giant hare shows up. It has a lot schemes.
Yes, no, this makes sense to me because it's as you travel distance, time passes.
Right.
This does make sense. I'm learning something from you,
yeah,
James.
Yeah, great.
You,
you're
you
learning
have, you're
from
of great
James.
Value.
Wonderful. Yes, I was telling a story.
But we don't want
I
to
talked
hear your
to my
lies.
Future self.
It seemed
in a,
like a very elaborate way.
You know, you all are correct. Never mind. I'm done. We can do whatever we want on this adventure. It has nothing to do with anything I was just talking about. Please, James, what are you here for?
Oh, well, you know, I was getting lunch. You know, it's a nice spot.
Fuck you.
Excuse me, bird troll.
Yeah, I am.
Are you here to fight us, or are you just pretty cool?
I'm just a little birdie.
He's nice.
He's nice.
And I've never seen somebody tame the trolls. And
yes, I may withhold judgment on these foul creatures if they can become tame.
Duncan, you are quite useful.
Duncan might have some use.
This is a test donation for $1 worth of balls. Hashtag message.
Damn it, Bert.
I'm fine. I didn't break. Neither did me and Malika and Naeem are heavy hitters this week.
Yeah.
That was funny.
You mentioned, yes, Tammy. Actually, Duncan, is it? I've noticed your garb. Are you a hunter or ranger of some type?
Ranger. Of the Glendar Rangers.
Someone who understands the creatures.
Yes.
You may be a useful addition to our team.
Oh, I would be honored. I came here indeed for an autograph. I didn't realize it. A hoofprint I...
Oh, wait, so you are actually a fan, and you're extremely lonely and looking for friends, but in reality you want to join us? That's definitely very creepy.
You've heard of that.
I thrive off of this validation. Come and join the party.
Well,
it seems that he has a spot on his behind to add the Vakma...
There is one small spot left.
Wait, so now we're asking this person to brand themselves with
no,
our
they
logo?
They were asking for an autograph.
But
we're doing
you're
them
saying
a
to
favor.
Brand. You want to brand them? That's a lifelong decision. That's not.
I'll do it!
Oh, Jesus. I think
brand me!
I like it.
Yes!
I
shall bend over.
Hashtag enemy troll Karnas, the human troll hybrid, reappears. He is still on fire. And now controls a small armored bear army.
Oh no.
Oh, dear God, there's so many things to deal with.
Do you see this here? This is our battle standard. The skull with the crown.
I see it.
Yes, yes. That is our insignia.
Yeah. I feel I saw it in a dream once. I feel as if I'm destined to join you for at least a short while.
In the corner you see a person who takes off their cloak and you realize it's a full humanoid rabbit person, and he goes, actually, you know, you should be charging a premium for this kind of service, right? I mean, you're so many, like I could broker a deal, you know, just a little off the top, and then we could get going where it's like, you know, you brand someone, and then they have to pay you a monthly stipend for the maintaining of
I'm
the brand.
I'm not feeling
and then
today.
I don't understand what you're talking
I'm not
about
feeling today, you hair brain.
Oh, scheme, you schemer.
Oh, come on, Gorbel. Come on, Gorby.
Look, I didn't know your name.
Rabbit, come
He's
here.
A rabbit. Hashtag message doll in Hearthrue, beware the Christmas troll. He clubs when people are sleeping. He clubs when they are awake. He clubs them if they've been bunnies or good. He clubs because it is good, for goodness sake. Also beware his pet, the combat turkey.
Uh-oh.
Dolan, is this true?
Fucking ha.
Is this true, Dolan?
You know, I've got a buddy that can get rid of these birds. Right, like that.
Oh,
he sells nets.
Yes,
he sells nets. Nets, like nets that are, they can't get through, these nets.
Listen, I don't trust you anymore.
Listen, I told you. You said plate armor. I didn't know you meant, like, plates of metal. I thought you meant dinner plates. I had no idea.
Do you see how I'm having a hard time trusting you after our last ordeal?
Yes, I can understand. And listen, I'm willing to, next time, take on half the cost. Like give you a discount on the next purchase of a plate armor set.
That might be a good deal.
Don't patronize me. Don't patronize me, sir.
I'm going to use my mage hand to hold the rabbit by the scruff and leave him outside, patting him on the head.
Okay. All right. Well, if you need any branding, merchandise, mugs, people love mugs!
You know, he's a good lad. He's just struggling like the rest of us.
Yes, you know, he was a good schemer.
Are we actually going to go possibly get a job or go on an adventure?
Well, we have to.
This is the opportunity now.
Yes.
For Duncan to prove his abilities.
We've always wanted to start an apprentice program.
Oh, an internship.
Yes.
A free internship?
Well,
There could be a stipend.
We can split some troll teeth with
you. We already have halves of...
As you know, troll teeth are of a very high currency.
There's no laws that say we have to pay interns. I don't think that's
necessary. I was warned against it.
You know, I heard that they actually revised the laws. First you had to pay them, now you don't, starting this year.
No, I don't think that that's necessarily true here in this place, but I also know that this individual...
Hashtag message, I've developed what's sure to be hailed as the greatest game of the year, if not all time. All players hunt each other through forests, fields, and towns for a period of 2 weeks. I call it Fortnite. Because it lasts for 2 weeks. Get it?
I call that a hunting trip. What? Yes.
Kill this bird.
Yes. Most dangerous bird. Game.
I don't know, but why did I make that sound with my mouth?
Fortnite is a measure of time.
I wanted it to
a
blow up.
A measure of space-time, as we've established. Thank you, James.
Everyone.
You're welcome.
Can I say, though, before we talk about paying this intern, this individual who lied to us saying that they didn't know who they were, then we find out is actually
a huge fan
and was really lonely and in reality wants to join our group. This sounds kind of like a stalker situation.
Let's have a little sidebar without him.
I am here to warn everyone that what 99% of the expert druids are saying is wrong. Hashtag actually the world is not getting warmer. Just yesterday it was really cold and snowing at my house.
Oh, motherfucker.
Well, we have a lot to deal with.
Yes, we do.
Duncan, can you kill that one straight out?
Sidebar.
I understand.
It's for your future.
I'll wait over
Everybody, here. No, hold on. Just look at him real quick.
Yes,
look at him with me.
What?
Okay?
Silence.
Look at him. He's holding a troll on his arm, and it's listening to him.
Is he going to use his talents?
I'm saying, I think that we could use his talents and easily accomplish many things.
But what if
he's agreed to be an intern? We get to take the cut from his talents. This is a little unethical, and I think we should cut him into it.
Well, as long as we keep the H in Hakma, I'm fine with doing it.
I also agree. Keep the H in Hakma.
Yes,
would we still be heroes or would we be villains?
No, we are heroes.
We've kind of danced that line
very
closely.
He needs the experience.
That's true. We would be heroes.
It's unethical if we don't give him some sort of cut.
Exactly. We can always offer some kind of stipend. I can show him some magic tricks.
Well then.
And we can be a reference on his next interview.
Right. Oh, he
And at the very least, we can always have him go first into a dangerous situation.
That is true, yep.
Yes, all right. Okay. All right, and sidebar.
Yes.
Who's a good boy?
Duncan.
Duncan. You're a good boy.
Duncan.
I
immediately regret this, but you are in the group.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yes.
Oh,
quite right.
What was that?
What did you just
made?
Do?
That was the bird troll.
No, I see. We definitely all heard
so
that.
So you have a limit to the amount you can speak to the trolls. It starts to make your brain go mad.
He's speaking again, isn't he?
Yes.
We couldn't translate that.
No idea.
Just smile a lot.
Hello, Babel?
You
Babel?
Here?
Nothing.
His name's Gorbil.
It's Gorbil?
The fish in my ear
Gorby.
Is named Babel.
I thought his name
Gorby.
Was Gorby. Yeah.
Gorby.
Gorbil Greyblade.
What?
Gorbil.
You didn't get it.
Just sound like a
Gorby.
Like a baby, like blah nothing. Blah, wah wah, goo goo.
I am Gorbil Greyblade, your
Gorba, boo boo. That's all I heard.
The bartender is like, this guy's cut off. I can't. Not with this guy
I'm
anymore.
A dwarf,
I'm No, I'm sorry. You can't. I'm sorry. You can't hold your disgusting, disgusting whiskey. By the way, guys, if
oh no,
I'm not selling whiskey at all anymore. Unless you put stuff in.
Hashtag message Dennis Rodman averaged 13 RPG when he played in the NBA.
That was the first time it did not say rebounds per game. Amazing.
I don't get it.
He tried to make himself Dennis Rodman averaged 13 rebounds per game. It didn't say rebounds per game for like the first time ever.
Yeah.
Dennis Rodman, RPG, what do these words mean? Get out of here, bird.
We just got trolled by the fucking AI.
Congratulations.
Streamlabs AI got us.
Right.
What the fuck?
Do you want, like, any, like, I mean, all you've got is that disgusting, disgusting, awful whiskey.
This
like,
whiskey is excellent.
No, it smells like hot trash.
You're a bartender. You should be...
Yeah.
Supportive of all your drinks. I purchased this from you.
I know, and I can't stand it anymore. I can't. I honestly can't stand it anymore. Like, the smell. I've got this stuff, this great syrup. I can place in it.
Syrup?
It's going to make it taste so sweet.
What
so
are you saying?
It's sweet.
I'm a warrior. I have to watch my calorie intake.
Oh, come on.
This is already a high-calorie drink.
Come on.
Don't
a guy like you. Come on. You work out all the time. You probably eat like every 2 hours.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. You can take a little syrup.
But a figure like this, we also have to watch our diet.
I believe, I hate saying this, but our old friend Mr. Piano Pants appears to be coming into the bar.
Yeah.
Is that
hey, guys, you think you can get out of here and ditch me? How's it going?
Piano Pants.
Sing us a song, Mr. Piano Pants.
No, that's not how this works.
Play us a song tonight.
That's not how this works. You don't get to just demand him to sing you things yet.
What's your name?
Bartender, we'll table this combo. We need to say hello to our friends.
That's fair enough.
He's looking like a good-looking baby.
Oh, let me show you my chaps.
Oh!
No, okay.
I knew they would get along.
Can we please move forward
with
this?
Great to see
you, Mr. Piano Pants. I'm very lonely, Duncan.
It looks like Mr. Piano Pants is joining us on this adventure
Duncan,
as well.
Duncan, I warn you, he likes putting feathers up holes in his body.
Mainly my ass.
That's what I was trying to
But say. Not exclusively.
Not exclusive at all.
Mainly my ass.
Well... Bartender, you're stupid.
You're stupid.
Whiskey's a great drink, by
the way. No, it tastes like battery acid vomited into a trash can, and that trash can was filled with dead raccoons.
It sounds like somebody can't hold their liquor and had a bad night.
It sounds like someone had their tongue ripped out.
That's true. You've got a good point there.
Bartender, I could kill you for this.
Corbill,
but I won't.
Let's check.
You owe me too much money.
Adventures.
Duncan, what do you think about this bartender's claims?
That whiskey
is terrible on its own and it needs some syrup to make it better.
In a very small amount with some bitters, perhaps.
I don't think that's what he's saying.
No, keep going. Keep going.
I'm saying dump it in there.
Why do you have an erection,
Gorby?
Dear. Listen. I just like to hear a good, fine beverage.
Happy to see you, too.
You should... Perhaps take a cold shower.
I want to bask in this. Please, tell us more of these
This
beverages.
Is what I'm talking about. He's got that whiskey dick. He's always... He's got the...
He's just ready for whiskey all the time. It's corrupted his body.
I have never heard
too
of
soon.
I've never
too
heard
soon.
Of this.
A whiskey dick?
Yes, put away your peen.
I'm as hard, though, as a redwood in the forest. I don't.
Whiskey.
This is. What? I don't think you understand what a whiskey dick is.
Yeah. Hold on, Trollbird. Yeah. A light, a light, Trollbird.
Ah,
okay.
Whoa.
I've met a
75 pound Trollbird lands on your erect penis.
Just stop it!
This is not my fault. He did it. He did it. Don't look at me.
What?
You don't like
here?
The magic?
Oh, that's disgusting. And then,
wait. Trollbird, come!
This has gone on long enough. Bartender, you are tearing this party apart before we even
the
get
the camera
out on
pans
our adventure.
Towards the clock as its hands move around one big and all of this is past and we've gotten past all of this.
Yes, great, thank you. We're moving forward. What are we doing now?
Well, that ended weird.
Yeah, that
I'm
weird.
So glad I got this tattoo to remember that situation we just got out of.
It's a tattoo with a bird on Gorby's dick.
That got
yes.
wild.
That
yes.
was very
oh,
crazy.
It was a great time. It was magical.
Hell you had, baby.
Fake Gorbil returns as an hashtag NPC to help Hakma. He has improved his disguise.
Uh-oh.
You see Gorbil walk up to you, Orphan, and he goes,
Brother! My wonderful brother!
Oh, no.
Gorbil!
Yeah.
Who is this?
Hello, brother.
Oh, my God. Which one is the real one?
I feel such a strong bond with you.
I'd say the one that he feels a strong bond for is the not real one.
Wait. Did you just have a bird in your loins?
No, that's quite disgusting.
Okay. All right. This is the real
one.
Yeah,
that's the real one.
Hashtag message Will Chamberlain has the most RPGs in the NBA at 23.
What?
Okay.
What? What are
you? What are you trying to say here?
Get out,
here, bird troll! Yeah, get out here, bird troll!
There's nothing fake about this Gorbil. He's amazing in every single
way. We have
way.
A kinship together. Yes. You! I don't like you.
This is my brother.
Who gets Gorbil. The troll curse?
Yeah, I'm about to. I just realized that. That would be Luke. Orphan gets the troll curse.
It's not even noon yet, and weird stuff is happening.
We
already.
Haven't left the tavern. Oh
we
God,
haven't
no quest
left
for the day.
The jazzy coat.
Shall we
let's
check?
Go on an adventure.
Shall we check downstairs?
And
yes,
Dolan,
please. Let's
Dolan,
go check the board to see what adventures we should go on instead of.
And Dolan, did you say something about you broke the universe?
It doesn't matter, apparently. So let's just see what's
okay,
on the board.
All right,
okay.
All right.
Yeah.
You guys make your way to the board, and as you look at it, it shatters and like sort of like stops existing, and you just see Dolan's face, and it goes the ruin.
I feel like the universe is trying to tell us, quite literally, to listen to me.
Since the timeline is shattered, young baby Dolan shows up as an hashtag NPC. Someone take care of the child, please.
You see, just as he screams this out, like he, and then you see just a baby, like with okay hair, not as good as
wait,
its
wait,
brothers,
you,
but okay hair.
There's the baby, you, and then
you?
There's you.
Look at you.
Is that your son?
Oh my God! There's a baby in the street.
He looks just like you. Looks just like you.
That's
Duncan. Things are usually much more.
That's me as a child.
Easy to follow.
If we okay, everyone needs to listen to me. The universe is breaking. We have to go to some forest in the something wilds, and it was a dwarven ruins, and the space time. We have to fight a creature there.
Oh, the violent wilds! What
are you talking?
The dwarven wilds! The dwarven wilds! We know where that is! Because we're about to arrest!
Well, I trust anything Gorbil says.
Yes, I trust anything the fake Gorbil says.
Fake
yes.
Gorbil, is that what
you're
calling him?
We said the same thing!
Can we just go?
Whatever. How about we call me Forbel?
Forbel. I love it.
And baby Dolan, I want to show you something. You want to go on a ride? And I'm going to cast Levitate.
Okay. And it levitates, and it just goes.
And
please,
then I just kind of push him along.
Take care of that baby. I think if any harm comes into it, I will cease to exist.
Well, he's levitating now, so he can just float away.
I want to give him a burn.
A burn? Like an actual literal burn?
Yes, to see if you were scarred.
I will stab you in the throat. You will not burn a baby. Why do you want to harm babies?
I don't want to harm it. I just want to experiment.
Hashtag message yo piano pants. Drop the beat. Swinton tilde Swinton featherbutt pfcrow fulcopter Swinton.
Oh, wow.
I skipped a lot of... I feel like I don't know what these birds want today.
Yes, the API seems to have advanced overnight.
Well, piano pants.
Now a hashtag message from our sponsor, Rosebud Frozen Peas. Full of country goodness and green penis.
Rosebud.
Can we
frozen
please get
peas.
These birds
say penis
under
now?
Control?
No,
full
please.
Of green penis.
Terms of service.
Well, Duncan, consider your internship a go. We have a mission. Clearly, there's a problem in the timeline.
Do you want to burn me first? You said something about burning.
Oh, I was just saying, if this is truly our friend Dorlin's self as a child.
You don't need to burn the baby. Okay. All right? It's clearly me as a young child. We need to go fix the universe or we all cease to exist.
I made the baby levitate and he didn't levitate, so clearly they're not connected.
I'm not levitating as a.
So you're saying.
As a fan, I just want you to know I'm focused on your goal. I want to save the universe now, too.
Thank you, Duncan.
I'm here to help.
You're saying we have to save the universe.
That's what he said, and I'm here to help him.
And how do we... Why?
How
do you know all these things are true?
James steps up and he's like, well, I'm not.
Great, listen to
James. I'm not an expert on this, but I imagine that when my brother tried to steal my life and kill me, and then thus corrupting the timeline, it created some sort of manifestation of the wrongness of his act that we have to somehow destroy. I mean, I don't know. What am I? I'm just a simple adventurer.
No, that all makes sense to me now. Thank you.
Can we call a carriage again?
Oh.
I really like that.
Yes. Absolutely.
Let's call a carriage. Let's go to the Violet Wood.
Yeah.
Oh, the Violet Wood.
So you call a carriage. It takes about 6 minutes. It's like you consider like canceling it, but eventually it does finally show up. Yes. And he goes, all right, you got, hop, ooh, six.
We got Mr. Piano Pants.
Seven.
He can ride on top. That's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
You I'm fine on top.
Okay, cool. I mean, I already got one passenger. So, if you're cool, Jordan, I'm cool.
I can sit up front. I know that's sort of awkward for people. I'll bite the bullet.
All right.
You are the largest one here, though. I mean, never mind.
I don't think
our friend Orthon is very small.
Yes. He pushes the seat all the way back.
I am a halfling. I have not quite hit my reverse growth spurt.
Yes, halfling, you are. Yes.
Above
yes,
game. He looks
sidebar. He is a monk that was raised by halflings.
His last
but he's
name
actually
is Oxman's son.
Very clearly a minotaur, but he believes himself to be a halfling because I don't think the monks ever told him otherwise.
You know, secrets don't make friends.
And neither do truths, apparently.
His name is Orophon, Oxman's son.
Hello, pleasure to meet you, Duncan.
Son of an ox, but he hasn't figured it out yet.
It's Orophon.
Also, sidebar, is Jordan Wiseman a reference to something I should know about?
I love that you don't know.
He's a very wise man.
Yeah, he's a wise man. Okay. He's a legend.
Okay.
Legendary.
My brother, my partner, my friend.
Ah, that's cool. Hey, guys.
Maybe you should Google that.
Are we going to leave this baby here?
What was that, Mr. Piano Pants?
I'm just wondering if we're leaving the baby here.
No, the baby's levitating along with us.
Oh, okay. I'll put a leash on him.
All right.
You're putting a leash on the baby.
Yes,
you gotta make sure your younger self doesn't float off into the sun.
That's very considerate, Mr.
That would be so considerate. That would be so nice.
I could strap the baby to the troll bird.
I like that idea.
Sure, put my baby self on the troll bird that you can control.
That? Oh, there may be repercussions.
At this point, I don't care.
Very
Come, baby. Come, baby. Gotcha.
Well.
Come, baby. What?
Sugar.
Sugar.
Jordan.
Sugar.
Yes. Is that your name?
Yes, sorry, Jordan Wiseman, yes.
He look like a good guy?
Yeah, he seems like a pretty good guy.
Googled him.
he's got, you know, brown curly hair. He's troll-like features, but a very nice maintained beard.
It's an old picture.
Yeah.
We couldn't help but notice that you are looking pretty troll-like. Are you
one of the trolls that likes to be awful and combative? Or are you like our bird friend here?
He looks like an cool entrepreneur.
I mean, I wear a lot of hats. I can't, you know, I can't say, you know, I'm one thing or another. You know, I've led people into battle. I've fought in battle. I've killed. I've loved. I've been a lot of things to a lot of people.
Well, scoot over.
No, we need to share this ride.
We have a lot of people apparently joining on this carriage.
Yeah, you try and save a few teeth, right? You know, it's like, I could pay the extra 10 teeth and get my own carriage, but no, I'm going to save the 10 teeth, and you know, it's so awkward on these carriages.
Well, it's just not wise to split the party.
Yeah, yeah.
You never know what could happen in the wild.
Yeah.
Never know.
Never know.
Never know.
Never know.
Well, let's get in.
Let's roll!
Jesus. Son of a bitch.
Always yelling, that one.
Why did I tell you to turn up my cans?
I'm sorry!
Get on top, Mr. Piano Pants. I didn't mean for it to sound. Just get on top of the carriage.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, feathers.
So, Mr. Wiseman. Wise man. Where are you being dropped off?
You know, just around. That I was not given that information yet.
Well, we had to drop you off first.
I'm just experiencing life, you know? Just seeing where the world takes me, meeting people.
Oh.
I like that.
I like you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You seem like a very wise troll.
Thank you. I get around.
Mm. Yes, clearly. Nice. Well, we're going to the Violet Wilds.
Oh, the forest, yes.
Yes.
I know it well.
Forest.
This is our new friend Duncan.
Oh.
Hello.
Ranger?
How'd you know?
The garb.
The garb.
What, this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gives it away every time.
Up front, I'm talking to the driver.
Yeah.
So how long have you been driving carriages?
You know, I mean, it's kind of like my side thing right now. I mean, I've been doing it for about a year.
What I
really want to get into, I really want to be a bard, you know? I've been working on my own songs
great.
And my own tales. You know, I'm just trying to get that out there.
Hey, kid! Kill your dreams! It's hard to be a bard.
Don't listen to him.
I feel like I've got something to say, you know?
Hashtag message Hakma finally left the tavern. What a surprise. Worst rebounds per game ever.
What? Get out of here, troll!
Sorry, that's embarrassing.
I get it.
We have these birds following.
I feel like I have my own story that's like not been told before, you know? I'm someone from wealth who decided, like, he didn't, you know, my parents still pay my bills, but, you know, I still, like, you know, I'm my own person, and, you know, I just feel like that no one gets that story, you know, that side of it, you know?
If I'm being honest, I think I've heard that story quite a bit.
Not like the way I tell it.
Yeah, maybe you have your own spin on it.
Yeah.
So, oh, well, anyway, that's great, that's great. I'm happy to hear, and glad you're... So,
carriage driver.
Do you want to put on some music?
Can you
want to
play
something?
Can you pump up the beat while we're on our journey?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess it's hard to play when I'm driving, but, I mean, you do have a man wearing a piano for pants, so...
Whoa.
It's cool. It's not, like, my style, but it's, you know, it's not bad.
Kick out the jams. Wow.
Oh, I love this song. Oh, gosh.
This is a good song.
I mean, that's it.
Oh, guys, sorry. That tires me out.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's a little derivative. I mean, my stuff is, like, super original. You know, if you heard it, you'd be like, whoa.
Oh, that sounds great. Why don't you play us some?
Okay. Hi. Yeah. I don't.
It's funny because I'm all out of juice. Okay. So let's hear your juice. Just kidding. Here's some juice.
Got a good beat. You can dance to it.
Yeah.
I look forward to your song, bard.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a beautiful instrument you're pulling out. The guitar is very classical.
Yeah. It's nice.
Man, it's just set up central in this joint.
Yeah.
It's all I can do to stop.
So it's all like, it's like.
I felt that.
Hashtag message, let's try this again. Piano Pants, drop the beat. Tilda Swinton is one of the greatest actors of our generation. Her ability to transform herself for a performance in bar none the best. WTF BBQ Rofalcopter. Oh, and balls.
What is wrong with
don't
it? Just,
don't let the
birds.
No, just like with all these birds, I'm like in a weird headspace now. You know, it's weird. Yeah, and I think we're getting pretty close. You know, I don't want to like I don't want to show up like Mr. Piano Pants. You know, and like embarrass him.
Okay.
But like, if you ever like know like have a representation or like you know someone's looking for a bard or anything, you know, like I'd be down like to collab.
Do you like feathers, kid?
I mean. In what capacity?
No.
To make it in this industry, you're gonna have to like feathers.
All right, I'll get on that. Thanks.
I smell a hashtag coming.
This could be bad.
Hashtag more feathers, please.
Rough show.
Well, it looks like we're here. It's been a pleasure. What was your name?
Jeremy.
Great, Jeremy. Good luck to you.
I look forward to seeing you.
Yes, it looks like we're here. Let's exit this weird carriage ride, please.
This is some fucked up foggy bullshit.
Exit. We need to exit.
Mr. Wise Man.
Yes.
We'll see you later.
Yes.
Not if I see you first.
Rest of your journey, please.
Is that a threat?
You're true.
No.
Oh, okay.
Can we...
Trollbird, fly on ahead and scout for us.
Yeah, of course.
Off you go.
Can that big thing fly?
Not at all.
Flappy bird.
It kind of just flops down and gets up and starts trotting away.
Ow.
A juicy troll stands at a fruit stand alongside the road selling blackberries. Hashtag enemy.
Blackberries. Is that a... You guys wouldn't be interested. I am up to my eyeballs in blackberries.
I don't see that.
I see this troll selling shoot and I fruit and I shoot it.
Okay.
I shoot right at it.
Like
I don't care.
Like I just gotta offload all these blackberries. You know, it is a nightmare.
We need some troll teeth. I shoot. I don't ask questions. I just shoot.
Sell us some fruit, Mr. Blackberry Man.
Oh,
you're just gonna shoot him.
Yes, I'm going to just shoot him.
What's the baby doing when he shoots, when he sees his older self?
The baby's actually strapped to the bird that's going on ahead.
That's great.
That explains the lack of flying.
That's a total of eight.
Eight. You fire wide, and he goes, whoa, okay. Okay, you could just have the blackberries if you want them that badly. Jeez.
I would like the blackberries or your teeth, one or the other. I haven't got to shoot a troll in a while, and I'm getting quite anxious.
I just watched you ride a cart with like 17 trolls or something.
And it made me... Well, I mean... Yes, but I don't like your face.
We're trying to save the world.
Well, I don't know. What does that even matter?
Because it can affect your world.
I don't care about his world. He's a troll.
We share the world. That's true, but we have to save the world.
For the trolls?
I feel like he's offering the blackberries to us now. Should we just take some?
We'll just take a sample.
Wait.
What's your angle?
Do you poison these berries?
No, I wish. I could probably sell
them.
Can
you tell if this troll's lying?
I can tell. I slam blackberries in his face. Eat that.
Roll intimidation for me.
Intimidation, you got it?
Sure, intimidation. That's on here somewhere.
Yes.
I see it, +4. And ooh. Then I roll that.
Have you laughed at all today?
I don't feel like I have.
You haven't laughed once?
Not really. Not very much.
I just heard.
That sounds like a fucking challenge, chat room.
I think it sounded like he put his face down and laughed into his sweater when Gorbil talked to Gorbil.
I have laughed
not true.
11
it is a hoodie.
Times.
Isha.
I rolled an 8 +4.
Okay. You slam him, and he goes, seriously, dude.
Well, at this point...
This is what we used to do in my frat.
Oh. Congratulations.
We've tried to kill this troll, and now we've accused him of selling poisonous berries, and we've been proven wrong. Should we just take the berries?
I mean, pay for them or take them? Are you saying we need to, like, double down on being pieces of shit?
He offered us berries.
Well, the only money that we have right now is troll teeth.
No, he said we could just have them now because we tried to kill him.
Oh. Okay.
He said you could just take the berries.
No. You keep your berries. I want to be the hero in this story. Not the villain.
Oh, right. Let's not take the berries. Yes. Let's go on our way.
Yes.
We go on our way.
Okay. You guys head down the forest.
Okay.
Goodbye, berries. Good luck.
Go to hell.
Oh, okay.
I don't plan on it.
We deserve that.
Kind of.
Well, you didn't kill him, so we are not villains.
That's all it takes.
So you,
all right.
You begin handing down, and you start hearing someone just like commenting to themselves. Right? As you get closer, if you intend to get closer, you see a troll just sort of like, just like yammering to himself. I mean, you know, it is getting colder. Like, winter is coming. How could it be changing if it's getting colder? It can't be warmer and colder at the same time. I mean, I jumped in that lake. I jumped in that lake. It was cold. Have you guys jumped in that lake?
Excuse me, if I could just butt in.
Yeah.
I did not mean to overhear you. See, there can be a day of coldness, but that's weather. But you see, as time takes a very long time, there can be an overall trend of things getting colder.
He is a monk. He's quite knowledgeable on seasonal patterns.
Right,
oh,
right,
yeah.
Could be
yeah.
changing the climate.
So. I can tell by his face he looks like an idiot.
Whoa, wow.
An idiot who doesn't know what he's talking about, because that doesn't make any sense. Climate and weather are the same thing. You're saying that climate has nothing to do with weather. That makes you a moron.
Listen, it could be... It is the summer solstice, yes? So it could be... It could be cold tomorrow, but it will still be summer.
It's not going to be cold in summer, though.
It does all the time. Sometimes it's like a little colder in summer.
Yeah, so then it can't be getting warmer.
No, that's the opposite of my point.
I think it
gets warmer. If it's cold, I light a fire and it gets warmer. But there's no fire. There's no more fire than around me.
I don't think this is an argument you can win. You might as well just kill this troll.
I will kill you if you don't agree with me.
See, this is how it goes. Every time you try and have a normal, rational debate with somebody, they turn to violence.
I see both sides.
You're just making me angry. I'm a monk.
I'm just stating facts. I'm sorry that the facts make you angry.
Look, troll.
You can't just call not fact things facts.
There's such a thing as alternate facts.
I stuttered once for the first time in my life just now.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Can you just kill this troll already?
You do it. I'm not that evil.
Oh, yeah. Now he can't even fight his own battles. Now he's scared. He's scared because he knows
he's wrong.
I shoot
my crossbow at his face.
Okay. Roll.
I have to roll twice.
Fuck. Wow.
Oh, wow.
So I rolled at disadvantage. I have only lost 2 of my 8 breaks.
Wow.
So that's a total of 11.
You see? This is what I'm talking about. Everyone gets so... Nobody wants to have a debate. You seem like a reasonable person.
You want me to kill him for you? I'm your intern.
Yes.
Intern.
Ah, Duncan.
Duncan, right? Please kill this troll.
Audition. Oh.
I unsling my
troll
bow
anymore.
And I try and... Oh, wait, I'm going to use my very special skill for this.
Yes!
Which I will look for right now. It is the thing with the bow that... Sharpshooter.
Sharpshooter, okay.
After this.
Hey everyone, my name is Cigar. Why the 10-foot-tall living cigar? Any of you sexy babies got a light? Hashtag NPC.
What, really?
Oh boy.
God. Cigari?
I feel responsible for that.
That is so stupid.
Is it cigar? Why?
We're trying to have a serious D&D show.
We are doing it. This is the most serious show on the internet.
We're trying to save the world, right? That's what we're doing.
Yes.
Duncan, prove your worth. Go ahead.
Prove my worth by killing something. Yes. Sharpshoot.
All right. You got to roll a d20.
It's one of these.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I'll just do that then. Kiss that thing.
No, get it in my face.
Too late. 15.
15. So you're going to take a minus 5 on that with sharpshooter.
That'll be 10.
Then it'll be plus your...
Dex, no.
Plus your longbow, which is plus 7.
Oh, 17.
17. So that will hit.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So now you roll damage, which on there is...
1d8 plus 2.
Yeah, and then you get to add 10 to that.
Oh.
1d8 plus 2 plus 10. 1d8 plus 12.
No, it's just the d8 and then, yes.
You have to roll your
what do you
d8
mean, yes?
Yes.
Math is math. 4 plus 12 is 16.
All right, 16. You fire and it strikes it in the chest. It goes, I feel so cold. How can the world get warmer when I'm so cold?
Oh, how poetic.
Oh, shut up.
Jeez. Wah, wah, wah.
Duncan, you did a great job.
Of killing? Thank you.
Yes, thank you. You want to rip the teeth out of that troll while it's on the ground?
I've already cut his head off.
Is that a thing?
You already cut its head off? When did you...
What did you do? We have to do that
to talk. I was turning around and I was...
I chop its head off. I take it. I put it in my satchel.
Yeah. Just for like some world building above game, like what has happened within this fantasy world that has made climate change real?
Well, we're getting to that.
Great.
Secrets within secrets, man.
Yes.
Let it unfold.
We must continue onward. Yeah. We're in the violent wilds. What was in your vision?
Yes. What did you break in the universe?
What was in my vision was my future self telling me something, so I don't know how reliable that is in the first place. But it was to find some dwarven ruins.
Ah, the dwarven shed ruins!
You would know about those, right?
Yes!
Yes. You know that there's there was a once ancient dwarven kingdom that was in these lands that is wiped out through mysterious circumstances. And you know a kind of general location of where you could go to find an entrance to these ruins.
Please tell us everything you know.
Yes. It's past the hickory dinkory
doo. There's an old ancient dwarven...
Yes, I just said the dwarven ruins. Yes. Tell us everything you know.
I don't know much, but devastation came upon it. Nobody knows what brought upon the end.
No, like, where is
it? Oh, it's over here. I follow the green, the moss, into it leads to it.
Did you mention there was also runes in these ruins?
Whoa.
Did I mishear that? Did you mention ruins?
I did not mention ruins, just ruins.
What about polar bears? Bruins in the ruins.
Oh.
You always have to watch out for words that rhyme.
Yes.
All the time.
See?
Yes. I'd watch out, guys. My friend, you know, he got hurt in a dwarven ruin. That, you know, that sometimes... Oh, I got a fart.
Good to know. All right. Whoa! Watch the feathers!
I feel like for some reason, Mr. Piano Pants has somehow lost intelligence, adventure to adventure somehow.
Maybe we.
You think it's because I let my ears out to breathe?
We might be rubbing off on him in a way.
Huh. Well, it's just this way.
All right. I'll
if your
I'll
vision
you.
Is true, then we might find some answers.
Some what?
What? Some answers.
What? Some answers there?
Yes, thank you, my friend. Yes, Safaria.
Wow. Yes, Safaria can do comprehend languages.
That's true.
Is it always this tough?
Yes.
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 It's who I am!
I flew down here for this shit. Seriously.
Yes, it's part of who I am as a dwarf.
I'd love, as we're walking over to these ruins, do you mind sharing with us more about yourself as a dwarf? I feel like we've known each other for so long, but yet I don't know you at all.
Yes, we all only know about the Gorby part.
Please, as we walk, I'd love to hear a monologue.
Yes, yes.
Well, it all started when I was a fetus. And that is how I met you guys. Oh, we're here!
What?
That's all of it?
Wait, your monologue?
That's
you
your story?
You started as a fetus?
Yeah. Forbill has a better backstory than you.
Oh, hashtag NPC like Gorbill's personal translator.
Oh.
NPC
Amazing.
Normal.
Amazing.
Okay.
Yeah. And yes, I thought I told you my whole story.
That was your whole story. That was nothing.
He was saying, he doesn't remember much of his life. Sorry, I feel like I can... Lay
really
off the voice. Now that I'm become,
him.
Now that I'm becoming more of my own person, I can really just, you know.
Forbill.
Ah, Forb. Wait.
You're coming out of your shell.
Forbill.
Forbill.
Yeah. Forbill.
So, what was he saying? What is he?
He said that he was a fetus, and then he met all of you. But there's so much more to that. As I remember our lives together, and my life is his life. I remember being a small boy and enjoying. My mother would make me meat cookies.
Meat cookies.
Yes. You tell it better than me. And I would take those meat cookies and I'd go out eat with meat cookie in hand and one meat cookie in mouth. Yeah. With I take my axe at the time. Yeah. And I went out.
Take his axe at the time.
Ooh. Thank you.
And mother would sing that song. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me.
C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. Oh, cookie starts with C.
I want to thank you once again, Duncan, for coming all the way down here to join us on this journey.
Yes.
It would have been okay if I had won, but...
One?
I came here for a contest.
Oh, you came for a contest.
I came for a contest and to see my idols.
Oh, and I feel like I remember hearing about this contest.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they didn't even show any, like...
Footage?
Any footage or pictures of your accomplishments, and it was just a sidebar thing.
Yeah, it was excellent, really, because it was only years of my life, no big deal.
They just showed words?
Words.
Just words.
Just words.
Not even a special words. Announcer.
Brutal.
No,
brutal.
Not there.
Yes,
what's
heard
the
about
name
this.
Of the contest?
Oh, Jesus.
Well, yes, what is?
This
everyone seems to know, but I don't.
The Ranger Archery Awards.
The Ranger Archery Awards. Very esteemed.
The Ra.
Yes, the Ra. You know it as well. Bird, to me!
You see the bird flying? And then you see a streak of fire strike the bird and it sort of like careen out.
No!
A bummer.
And then you see descending down is Trollcano. It's like, ah.
Oh.
Now
if it isn't Vakma.
Oh, boy.
Well, Vakma, Trollcano.
This is the villain here.
Oh, really?
Yes, I think you are the Vak.
Oh, am I the one who was hired by a wizard and then turned on that wizard for no good reason.
Yeah, that was not one of our best
no.
days.
No.
That was
and
not
we admit
day.
We have a lot
we
of regrets
lot
about
of
that day.
Yeah.
I also heard that one of you created a baby, then one of you turned that baby into a goblin, and then one of you murdered that baby goblin.
Also quite regretful.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't a part of that, but...
Hindsight.
Quick question, GM. Was the bird still holding the baby?
Yeah.
Oh. I wanted to point that out.
Yeah. You.
Baby side.
What happened to the baby?
Give me a high or low, please.
Oh no.
Low. Okay. So, you notice as you think about the baby, you lift up your arm and you notice this burn scar that looks like it's from a very young age that's faded over time.
Shit.
But it's gotten rid of that your favorite tattoo.
Ooh.
Oh.
Anyone seen the baby? I just developed a new burn scar.
Well if you're here, that means it must be safe.
I mean, I did cast levitate on it, so it kind of floated away like a balloon.
Yeah. Oh, so there's just a balloon.
A baby
floating out. How long do your spells usually last?
Well, levitate has a specific time limit on it.
So eventually that baby's just going to fall to the earth and smash.
Only about 10 minutes.
Oh.
Any second now.
That,
The balloon
baby will
come
down. Trollcano, one moment.
I'd like to say my final goodbyes to everyone.
Oh!
Oh, it's flying!
Oh, no!
You're going to try and catch it?
I want to dive to catch it.
Okay, I will let you, because you do have deflect missile, you can try and catch it.
I feel like, yeah.
Yeah, that's up your... Give me a dexterity roll, maybe acrobatics?
Sure. Oh, acrobatics is my specialty, because I'm a halfling.
Yeah.
This baby.
Let me see my
Lipizander.
I would like to say that we almost have a time limit on our next goal. We only have about five more minutes to hit our next goal before it can actually no longer be achieved.
13.
All right, you're able to dive and like just catch it. It's not the softest fall, but you seem like the baby will be okay. Maybe maybe bruised, but it'll be alive.
I've got you, little darling.
I've decided that I want to be the one to roll on wild magic. Just for fun.
Shit.
Yeah, because you still got that troll curse.
Forgot.
Okay, so that's going to be... let's scroll through the wild magic table, see where that lands you. You had a lot of friendship last time. Are you going to be that lucky with friendship? No, at a... no, for the next minute, whenever you speak, you must shout.
Great! I've caught Dolan!
Good! Now to make sure this volcano doesn't erupt.
I want to get right in the baby's ear. Get right in the baby's ear to like sort of like whisper, like coo it.
Yeah.
It's gonna be okay, baby. It's gonna be okay. I've got you.
I don't know if it's... For some reason, I'm having a really hard time hearing all of a sudden.
Yeah,
I just hear a ringing in my left ear.
Your tendonitis starts acting up, and the weird part is you don't remember having tendonitis.
Tendonitis. Tendonitis. Ow. This is... Yes. You see.
Yeah. It's okay, Dolan, baby. Daddy's gotcha.
What the fuck?
Your daddy?
Well, it's... time for battle, it seems.
I take my axe and I go into a rage because this is a troll that we let escape!
And then I cast my wall of water! Okay.
That was cathartic.
Alright, we'll.
You get it!
We'll just kind of go in a circle. So you're going to do wall of water?
I'm casting my wall of water, so any fire damage shall be halved.
Okay. All right, so you were able to cast that around. What is Emmanuel going to try and do?
How far is he from me?
He's within, like, walking distance.
Is a humanoid or no?
He's a monster.
He's a troll Kano.
Okay, I can't do it. All right, I will charge with my hammer.
Okay.
And
hammer
smite.
Don't hurt him.
18 plus, so was it 20?
Yeah.
And the second one. Fifteen.
All right. Those will both hit. You can roll damage.
As 3d8s?
Yeah.
We will not let you.
We have 3 minutes left for that second goal to actually activate. For reasons.
3 minutes.
There goes my pen.
If not, we're going to have to switch to a new goal. Plus, is it 12 plus my normal damage?
Yes.
Okay. 16.
Okay. Really solid hit. You like, able to crack him, and, like, really hard. You feel the heat from, like, the fire of his skin burning. And this sort of, like, Super Saiyan fire going on. But you're able to withstand it with the power of your faith. All right.
Gorbel. I run up to him, and I take my axe from his nuts to his face.
What are you even trying to say? I don't.
From his nuts
to his face. He's trying to do the scrot to throat.
Yes.
Scrot to throat.
Gah! And then I flip my axe and come back down the second. Yes.
We're all for it.
First one with a disadvantage. Would that just mean I just roll one? If I usually get advantage in a battle.
Yeah,
range.
Then you would just
roll. So that would be a 9 plus 7. So
that's 16. Yeah, that'll hit.
Second one is a
crit. Hashtag actually in the hierarchy of cheeses, Velveeta is definitively the best cheese. Hashtag enemy a troll bird keeper trying to figure out why all of the troll messenger birds he keeps sending out never return.
What did you say? It was an enemy.
These were enemies, and actually and an enemy. So yeah, those are both hits. So
excellent.
So and the crit is twice as much damage. Roll the damage dice twice.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Okay, here we go. First one is 5 damage.
Okay.
Yeah, so then the second one's going to be doubled.
Yeah, roll that twice.
Oh, shit. That's a 1. That's a... Wow. Some crit. That's a 3. That's three. A 4. That's a 5.
5. Okay. So,
wow, that was really bad.
Yeah, you're able to slice at it, but it's hard with the fire hitting solid parts, but you do a bit of damage to it. All right. Orifan.
Is a minute past...
No.
Marty Pokekins, a magical, child-minding troll, shows up with some concerns about what's happening. Hashtag enemy.
Okay, we did hit our second goal, so I want to say, because we don't have too much time here, I think Mitch should maybe take the next turn, and until... is no longer possible. Mr. Piano Pants is your personal soundtrack for just you, and will narrate and help explain everything that you're doing through song.
I've come to love you, Duncan. Let me assist you with song.
I have to admit I've come to...
Hashtag DM, a random house appears out of the middle of nowhere.
What?
A random house. Perhaps you and I could settle down, the two of us.
Yeah.
We two.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
You see the doors open
wait,
of this
house.
Is
Bert! Personal soundtrack. Personal Bert. Soundtrack.
Right. Personal soundtrack.
The doors beckon you open as like just this wonderful like beautiful smelling.
It's the home I've always wanted. I've always been alone.
Yet. Come inside. You're not alone.
It calls to me.
I am calling to you, Duncan.
I must follow where my heart leads.
Follow where your heart leads.
Home
to
and
me.
Hearth. And you, my beloved. I start staggering towards the house.
What is even going
you
on?
You stagger to the house.
Duncan!
As you enter the house with Mr. Piano Pants, the two of you... have a full life together. You see
hashtag message Battletech was the best strategy game of 2018.
Salute I know!
54th Mechanized Regiment putting warheads on foreheads since 3050.
Sorry about your accent.
Get that troll bird out of here!
I'm a little sensitive.
You have this life with Mr. Piano Pants. You see yourselves, you know, planting a garden together.
Our life has been so beautiful.
Birds crying, we have two.
Yeah. It's suddenly the 80s.
Yeah.
Duncan!
You've got a flock of seagulls haircut.
Duncan!
Duncan, come back!
Duncan, no!
That house, you can't trust it!
Mr.
It's a trap, Duncan!
The new age is calling. And I must go.
Mr. Piano
Pants. No, don't leave me. I'm going to use all of my will to try to keep you here.
You feel yourself being pulled by the force of Mr. Piano Pants.
This
dream is now becoming a nightmare as you feel yourself being pulled into this nightmare.
No, it's impossible.
He's just an intern.
Duncan.
He's just an intern.
Duncan.
He's just an intern.
I'm more than just an intern.
I'm going to set Dolan down and run up to Duncan and whisper in his ear. Duncan.
Yeah.
Ow.
Duncan!
The screaming of Orphane is starting to break this spell of just sheer like force trying to pull you towards this nightmare.
Duncan, can you hear me?
No, not friends. Those are my worst enemy.
Duncan, can you hear me?
Duncan! Don't listen to it!
What's that?
It's me, Orphane!
Horseman?
Oxman's son!
Right, that's what I meant, sorry.
I'm whispering so that we can have this conversation without Piano Pants hearing. It seems he's been possessed by some sort of magic.
Guys, it hasn't possessed the music. You have to kill me and keep going.
You're tearing me apart!
Duncan, I always loved you.
This is not going at all like I had foreseen it or planned, but I guess we roll with it.
You planned this?
I mean, it was a goal, but it was supposed to be
you a made this a goal for our intern?
No, it was supposed
see.
To be a soundtrack.
If he is meant to be Hakmar, he will be strong-willed. Fight it!
Fight it.
Duncan, can you see me? Duncan, can you hear me?
You hear the voices of all your friends. And also see the Mr. Piano Pants, consumed by shadow, begging you to destroy this thing that he has become.
Friends?
Kill me!
No!
Somebody said we were friends.
I come out of stealth to shoot Mr. Piano Pants in the face.
Okay. You fire as an arrow strikes Mr. Piano Pants, and you see him just mouth out,
thank you. Thank you. Never forget you, Duncan. Maybe we can get tacos before you go back to your homeland.
And Mr. Piano Pants ceases to exist in this universe.
Wait, I did that?
No! I go straight for Dolan.
No, I was just trying. He was about to take Duncan. He was about to take Duncan.
Dolan! I could have just used some dispel magic.
Well, why the fuck didn't you?
Where's our soundtrack? Because you took extreme measures.
I always take Hakma.
We are Hakma.
You are the villain.
Yes. You're the one who destroyed the timeline.
Well, I mean, maybe,
causing all of this chaos.
I mean, that's not a lie, but...
Mr. Piano Pants is a force for good, but your actions have tainted it.
Are you...
I think we should put it to a vote.
Am I still yelling?
Yeah.
All in favor of dismembering...
What?
Dolan.
Are you...
Dismembering? Say aye. Yes, you won't be a member anymore.
Oh, I thought you meant dismembering as a... Yeah. I didn't do that.
One moment, we're going to...
Sidebar? Sidebar? Okay. I respect the sidebar.
Wait, what's happening? What's going on?
You're getting disowned from your own group. All in favor? Aye.
Wow, awkward.
Yeah, this is very... I was trying to help.
I'm on Dolan's side on this one.
Yeah.
I saw Duncan being possessed. And it was not cool.
Duncan? It was Mr. Piano Pants was possessing Duncan. Do we know anything about this Mr. Piano Pants?
Nope.
He just follows our group, talks about putting feathers up his butt, and sings songs.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate. Like
I know that's basically what a bard is by definition, but I don't know why we should trust him. And he was trying to take our intern, Duncan, who we invited into our group. Mr. Piano Pants just shows up.
Well, mark my words, and if you start acting unusually, I shall take you out.
Duncan!
Hey, why have you been here? Shout.
Gorbel, as you start to listen, you feel the curse of a troll on you. You have the troll curse.
Wow.
No, you don't have to roll anything yet. And I'm rolling for you.
Tight.
Duncan! I feel strange. Are you okay?
I feel back in character now.
What did he do to you?
Sounds to me like you need a smoke, says a giant 10-foot tall cigar. Holding cigars. Anyone want a cigar?
Jesus Christ.
What is even happening today?
I don't know.
What
I don't understand.
What is that thing?
Here.
Light one up. You deserve it.
What is that thing?
What is it? He just pooped that out of his penis.
Tinder. Yeah.
Hang on a minute.
Out of his what?
Oh. Here.
I didn't know that you could
wood
put that
matches.
Out of a
that's the only way to do it.
That's what I... Yeah. You're a snob. I see.
Duncan got pretty cool now.
Wow.
Also, hello, cigar thing.
Hi, you want a cigar? It's made of me.
Oh, I couldn't.
That is very uncomfortable. Very strange.
In a lot of ways, it's like my children that are dying.
Good.
No. That doesn't make it any more comfortable.
No, that's a variation on a theme, you see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just picked that up. Mm. This is really fucked up.
Welcome. Thank you for traveling with us. Yes.
Yeah.
Is this how you expected it going?
I missed you so much.
How do you feel about other trolls? Cigar-y?
I'm not a troll. I'm just this giant 10-foot tall cigars that hands out cigars. I shouldn't exist.
No, you shouldn't.
You should not exist.
You should think about...
Something's wrong with the timeline.
You can stand up.
Wow, way to wrap that shit up. Wow.
No, yeah. Really.
Wow, we've come full circle.
That's been happening so far.
No.
Mr. Makes sense. Can I actually have a word?
Sure.
Over here.
Yeah, sidebar.
You did that. He's going
Hashtag
away
actually a troll comes up to Mitch to argue that the Timberwolf is ugly clan junk and is nowhere near to being the best mech in the Battletech universe. Wow. P.S. The Hellspawn made me do it.
Oh, that would be mine.
Yes, I understand.
Oh, I see.
Hashtag message time travel, huh? That reminds me of this game from earlier this year.
What game?
What does that mean?
Yes, I don't understand.
Anyway, cigar.
Oh, I see.
People
I
play
get
games.
I see what they're saying.
We are battling a very powerful troll.
Why are you yelling?
But he sees that we are currently occupied with you. I think it's the perfect time for us to engage in a sneak attack against him. So, continue pretending to talk to us about interesting things while we, as a group, ready and prepare a sneak attack against Troll Kano, this very powerful troll.
You're yelling all of this.
Yes, I hear Troll Kano.
Everyone can hear.
I hear everything.
Yeah, through the water.
Not all. Yes, I hear through water.
He's shouting.
He's yelling. Honestly, you're all not worth my time.
You take that back, Troll Kano.
No, I think you're accurate. You could probably just leave. Yeah.
We're going to let this...
Just leave.
Volcanic troll walk away?
Yes, let it
fucking walk
away. It
feels as though the last minute of my life has been incredibly long.
Yeah. You feel yourself... Your voice is now returning back to normal.
Oh, I feel different, but yes. I sound the same, so I guess I'm the...
God, no, you don't. You were shouting. You were yelling the whole time.
Excuse me. Has anyone seen my birds? I swore.
Who are you?
Oh, sorry. I'm just a bird keeper. I keep a lot of troll pigeons, and I keep letting them out, and they just not... I don't know where they're going.
You... This is the one that's responsible for bringing all those wretched creatures and sending us those horrible messages.
Wait, you're...
Yes, you're the, you!
You're the one with all the birds?
They're all the birds!
Do you think if we kill this person now, the troll birds will stop coming?
Well, we could try.
Because they are the most annoying thing.
The most annoying.
Terrible, terrible creatures. First question. Why do you do this?
I just...
And I shoot him in the face.
Okay.
What is it with you, man?
Finally, 16.
Yeah, you hit. Roll damage?
12.
Well, you see, a long time ago, as a boy, I came across a rare breed of trolls that were all birds.
Right in the face. Ooh. Yes. Okay, now that we've got that cleared up, can we please fix the timeline?
Yes.
And hopefully there'll be no more of these fucking birds.
I'm glad that this is all because the timeline's messed up, because this is pretty weird.
Yes, it's only because the timeline's messed up.
Yes. So tell me, please, Master, how do you fix the timeline?
We're supposed to go to the Dwarven Ruins, which we are very close to.
Yes.
And we fight a creature. It's a very... typical fetch
hashtag
situation.
Message the troll birds will continue until morale improves.
Well, seems that we just killed for nothing.
Yes, apparently we just killed for absolutely nothing.
No, you killed for the sake of killing.
That's true. I do like that.
Yes, quite. We have to earn the K in Hackman.
Hashtag message Ono. Poopsie daisy.
What the fuck? Why? Why?
Now they're just rubbing it in.
Now they're just...
These birds...
What?
Poopsie daisy. They're all around. They're watching us.
It just pooped on you.
So apparently killing the master does nothing.
Yes.
Maybe they'll eventually starve and it'll happen over time. Yes.
Well,
no one will be feeding.
I'll tell you, they won't starve with the delicious taste of Velveeta cheese.
Fuck.
What is this?
Excuse me?
I thought we were doing a serious adventure.
This is your fault because
my
you
fault?
Made a wish to destruct the timeline.
I didn't wish to destruct the timeline.
It's silky, smooth, spreadable. It's everything you want from cheese.
It's not even a cheese. It's a combination of a lot of things. You can't even put it in the glass of cheese. It's got cheese within it.
Yes.
You don't call pizza cheese.
I don't even know if it has cheese within it. It's
is it a cheese product?
Yes, it's a
cheese product.
It's so
like
processed.
Byproduct.
It shouldn't even be on your bracket of best cheeses.
The local grocery administration services says that it is classified as a cheese product. A cheese spread.
Are we really having this argument right outside of Dwarven Ruins? I mean, we have to save the world, and you're, frankly, a piece of shit. No one respects your opinion, and we have things to do.
But seriously.
We are adventurers, and we are Hakma, and we have things that need to be done before the next 35 minutes.
Fine, I guess you just don't like nachos.
But you know what? I feel inspired, Duncan.
Honestly, take your nachos and shove them up your little ass. We have to save the world.
Gorbil, you're the dwarf in our group.
I am.
Why don't you lead the way through the ruins?
I will.
I'll follow along.
I'll sing you a song. Oh, I forgot.
Why did
we killed Mr. Piano Pants.
You could still sing.
You could still sing. I mean, you just don't have the
I think you should. I mean, now that you've offered it. That's not singing. You're just mooing.
That's a drone. That's a drone. It's a Nagoon. Any Jews out there? It's a Nagoon.
I'm quite inspired by it. Continue.
It is a dwarven tale. Here we go. The violet wilds too. Just follow me into the dwarven rooms. Deep in it we find all of history. When And we search the dwarven runes.
The most serious adventurers.
You are 1,000% easier to understand when you sing.
That is true.
That's actually that is very true. Actually, yes.
That is so true.
Oh, and thank you for that accompaniment. Usually it's like 12 of us, 12 dwarves, and you know, making like a Gregorian chant. That was fantastic. You did that by yourself.
I'm an intern. I'm here for you. Fill in where I have to.
You know, he's starting to make excellent results.
Oh, yes, that's part of our name.
So what do we see in front of us inside of these runes?
As you walk through, you see a series of dwarvish runes and pictographs that Gorbel can begin translating. And as he starts translating it, you see that... it's like, you know, it's like stories about the builders and all that stuff.
The
and then Gorbel starts looking. A lot of them look like they're more recently carved. And there's a series of just diatribes almost about how the timber wolves are ugly and they're just like they're just nowhere near being the best mechs in the BattleTech universe, and it's just this long. It's just like it's defaming the walls there, just talking about how just
it looks like
who likes.
What does it
Timberwolves?
Say?
Someone has tampered with this. Someone has broken.
What are timberwolves?
Timberwolf is. It's a giant artificial. How do I make this work? It's a giant.
Like a golem.
A giant golem.
Like
a giant golem.
Yes.
A giant mechanized golem.
Yes, but it's
towering behemoths born of magic and forged for destruction.
Oh my goodness, yes.
Of course.
Wow, and apparently this one is the worst one. This Timberwolf.
It's clear from the readings that there are many of them, but. This person's opinion is that Timberwolves are the worst of them all.
Gotcha.
Yes,
I don't see how this pertains to our journey at all, so we should probably just continue.
Yes, we could continue with the passage.
Probably has nothing to do
with it. How fresh is this? Can I, like, see?
It's
how, like,
fairly, like, it looks like it was carved fairly recently.
This might be related to your doings.
Oh, you think this is my fault?
I mean, clearly, someone's tampering with the Dwarven Ruins.
I would like to assist Gorbil with the translation by using Detect Comprehend Languages. So that we could work together to translate. Right. Translate twice as fast.
As you start translating, you get, "Hey guys, it's your boy Mitch. I'm just here to tell you about how Timberwolves, they like really suck. You know, I just like anyways, like you guys... you all know how much I hate them. And here's my top 5 reasons why I don't like Timberwolves.
Wow. There's not much to translate here. Something about...
You need to make a mark for disadvantage.
A gentleman.
Even if that was a sarcastic chuckle, it was still a chuckle.
You don't have to watch me every minute.
We're listening.
All right.
Son of a bitch.
I'm going to continue following the inscriptions on the wall.
Yes.
All right. You follow as they get deeper and deeper, and then eventually you just see it's like, anyways, you know, I my mom's calling me. Like this if you like this, please share it with your friends. Just like rip pieces off it and share it with your friends, and just spread it around.
I'm sorry.
I feel terrible about messing with the timeline because this has just made all this adventure just the most batshit crazy adventure we've been on.
Oh, yes. Fucking hell's breaking
loose. It's pretty much nonsense on these walls. Would you say you agree, Gorbel?
This is terrible. Someone would even think about tampering this with nonsense.
I mean, maybe we shouldn't be reading inscriptions on the wall. What kind of... Was that a magical item that... created all this change?
Yes, it was a scroll. It was a scroll that allowed... A little genie came out of the scroll and allowed
a
me...
A genie?
Like a magical little genie.
A genie?
Came out of the scroll.
Maybe it's the genie we need to cure.
You can't.
You mean like a djinn?
Oh, look who decided to join us.
Oh, you speak.
Manuel, what say you?
I don't know to take out this adventure. I'm just... walking.
You were just apparently along for the ride?
Yes, at this point I'm just along for the ride, and if I have to attack something, then I will attack it. But I'm trying to make sense of what's been going on the past hour or so, and I can't. So I'm
what did you think about the bird that landed on his little red rocket?
Whoa. I already knew you had issues the day I saw you, so it doesn't.
Did you see? We let you into our group, and I swear, if you had, I don't know why you have a beef with me!
By the way, I forgot you were Troll Curse, so while you were reading that, this happened. Your hair falls out. All of your hair falls out. As you're yelling at him, every every follicle of your hair falls out, including your beard.
My beard!
It'll start to grow back in 24 hours, but you are now completely and totally hairless.
Not in the dwarven ruins!
You look like a 50-year-old baby.
I look like a baby!
Gorby.
You don't even have eyebrows or eyelashes.
I'm like some sort of uber baldy.
You're quite handsome underneath all of that hair.
I mean, you can really see more of the shape now.
You're like really, really good looking underneath all that hair.
Yes, you can see the shape of your roundness.
And you can
stop it! I'm not. I don't have my beard. I don't have.
You're like incredibly attractive.
And you can see the.
Are you coming
baby
on to him?
Smooth skin and.
I'm just
it's
wondering.
Simply undeniable.
Why he covered his face with all of that hair whenever.
Like
you're
so
a real catch, mate.
You're really hiding behind that hair.
The hair is our vestige. We is who we are. And now I have to grow it. You know how long that took me to grow?
What? What'd you ask?
You know how long it took me to grow?
That's weird how
he
can't understand.
You know how long it took me to grow.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
How do you still understand? You don't have a beard anymore. You still can't understand.
The beard doesn't. Are you stupid? The beard doesn't make me not able to talk. I'm just.
Easy now.
What are you doing? I don't understand what you're doing right now.
He's miming something I don't like.
I don't understand what
he's
doing.
Are you
trying
he's
to stretch something?
His
what are you doing?
Oh, no! He doesn't even have a bush.
If Whoa. I'm meant to be naked, then so be.
I tell you what. I'll give you a merkin. Here.
You carry merkins?
I do. I used to be a merkin trader.
Me too. I carry them. I didn't used to. See, I... Sometimes in
yes,
the heat
let's
of battle.
Yes, follow this.
Perhaps a ginger. Ginger Merkin. It used to be my stage name as well.
Yes, cover yourself.
It's an interesting past here.
I realize what this question is.
Why you even took your clothes
this
off?
This is a... I need to find myself. Did you hear that?
So you take your clothes off to find yourself.
You see, wow. I wear a loincloth.
It's
so
it's
when Gorbel. I'm running, it's very nice to have like some cover.
I'm Gorbel Greyblade naked.
Okay, what does that even mean?
It's like a metaphor that I'm like naked, but now I'm like trying to find out who I am inside of these dwarves.
You could have just said that without.
it sounds like you have an addition to your name.
You need to take sort of a spirit journey.
I just start
Grow
walking.
Ponytail.
I just walk down into the cavern. I'll see you on the other side, my friend.
You walk for a short while, and you come to sort of an open antechamber, and you just see this sort of. This troll-like child, like, playing with some blocks. And he goes, hey, Gorbel.
Oh, hey. Is this me?
What? No, I'm not you. No.
Oh.
What? No, I'm Marty Palkins. Pokins. It's... I don't like this. I've been... I don't like... The world doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. I lost my beard, and now I'm naked to find myself as a metaphor.
I know. It doesn't... Everything's super messed up now that... I came in, and then...
Everything without sense is pretty much nonsense. Corbin's zone, beeswax-scented candles bring sense back to the world. Hashtag message, hashtag ad.
That's the first normal thing that's happened. This plane is weird. I feel like I don't like it anymore.
Yes, I understand this plane is weird. Maybe we are all a little weird. Maybe we need to accept the fact that the world just doesn't make sense sometimes.
Oh.
And that we need to see who we are and where we fit in this world by accepting that we are weird.
Yeah. You see him like sort of rise up and starts walking to you, and he just kind of like sort of blinks like a couple of feet towards you. You're right. Maybe we just have to accept that the world is this way. And then he like blinks over to a bookshelf and he goes, just accept that everything is this way for a reason.
Yeah, exactly, Monty Portkins.
I'm getting uncomfortable.
Gorbel, what's going on in there?
I'm figuring out.
Have you discovered a scroll yet?
No, there's a small magical child named Marty Porkins.
Are you still naked in front of him?
No, I have a cloth. Okay. I have a.
No, he's just. I mean.
Yeah, you look weird. And he goes. And then you have your full outfit back. Only it's cleaner than it's ever been. But it's very pastel colored. Like it was crayon drawn.
What the? What the?
I liked it when it was better, but I can't do it right.
This may be the creature that holds the key to fixing the universe.
Oh, please, please, please.
Fuck!
I understand now. Is it you who's making this? Who's making everything, like, really weird?
I wasn't here, and then I became here, and then things are weird now. It's weird, because where I come from, things are weird, but here, things are not supposed to be weird. It's hard to explain.
Ah, you don't have to say any more. I understand completely.
Mark me down.
Anyways, I'm going to have to...
I hear you laughing.
Yes, makes perfect sense. Okay. I'd like to walk in.
Yeah.
Behind him.
Oh. Hey, Orphan.
You know my name.
Yeah, I know all of you. I know all of you guys.
This is Marty Porkins. Marty Porkins.
Seems this is what we've come to kill.
I can't kill this child.
Did you have to make it a seems child sad. Again? Really? Did you have to make it a child?
It wasn't him. It was the chat.
Did you have to make it a fucking child again?
Well, maybe we don't have to kill him. Maybe the answer is somewhere else. But him
perhaps if we
him
peel it open,
names.
There's an adult inside.
Yes, that's logical.
No, that might be
wait,
bad.
All right, I would like to join the party here. Did I hear peeling open a child?
Yes,
I thought we were trying to stay Hakma, not Vakma.
We are not killing this child. We are only here to listen. Maybe sometimes that's all we need to do is listen.
I've been saying that, like, every single week.
Child, tell us your tales.
I came here because a door opened up from where I'm from, and I came here because I'd never been here before, and I thought it would be fun. But people seem mad when I make fun things all the time.
The store, can you take us to it?
I mean, it's there, and you notice that it's not so much a door, but it looks like there's a physical tear in reality.
How are we supposed to solve this? This is powerful, powerful. It's beyond magic, a rift in the universe.
Maybe it demands a sacrifice.
If you want.
I recommend Duncan.
You can...
Why?
Why?
He's an intern. I mean, if we're going to sacrifice him...
Sidebar.
Were you saying something about...
If we were going to make a sacrifice, it should probably be the intern.
So
you recommend you volunteer yourself?
Maybe I should.
No.
Oh, okay, I'm fine with that.
But Duncan was the one who was about to flay the child open.
Maybe it should be you, because it's your own fault that this is happening.
That is the most fair.
Is that what you really want?
All in favor?
I don't want anybody to die.
How do we fix this?
It'll just be a patch in the
maybe
the
intern does. This, intern.
Listen, I said maybe it does.
I would like
sacrifice.
To make an action.
I'm not saying it does.
This, after all we've been through, after seeing my brother's life that was supposed to be better than mine was actually quite terrible, and the fact that all these people still think my brother's better anyway, and that they all just voted I should be the one to go through it, I just shrug and turn and I walk through the tear.
Okay.
And I also walk through the tear.
Why? What are you doing?
Why?
This is my opportunity to
we literally made a vote and you
we didn't
this is why I have struggled so hard not to be mean to you when you do dumb stuff.
What
like
are
that.
You talking about? Look, you haven't said a single word,
Emmanuel.
Can you
please speak slower too?
You
by
haven't
the way.
Said a single word.
I just can't understand still what you were saying right now. All I hear is
Why
in the
dwarven room is I
trying to be
been.
Nice with you and you do something like that.
This
why?
Is my life, man!
No, it's...
I
walk through, but apparently he follows me.
Let's see what happens, Dungeon Master.
The two of you walk through, and as you do, you sort of feel your... You enter this sort of void that, of nothingness. As if there's sort of vast and empty, as if whatever was supposed to be here is currently not here.
Oh. Oh, you followed me?
Oh.
Why did you do that? I thought you voted for me to go through.
I felt like it was like, I thought we were all going to follow.
You've literally voted for me to be the person to go through.
Right, but I was like, oh, the metaphor of this experience.
Did you communicate this with anyone?
What are you saying?
If you would have said this, I wouldn't have walked in here. I would have literally done anything other than walk in here, but I thought you wanted...
I thought we were all going to be like, and here's my flaw, and we were all going to come to terms with it.
It doesn't look like it changed anything over here.
All right, fine, I'll leave. I'll leave you.
You don't need... No, no, you'll volunteer. I quickly jump out and keep him in there.
Okay. I mean, like, from your guys' side, it looks like a tear. From yours, it looks like an open doorway.
I just go through the door.
Okay, you walk out as well. So you're back where you started.
No, damn it. I thought you were staying in there.
You know, I did some thinking while I was inside of that rift.
Back quickly.
What was in there?
I think we need to have an offside.
I now jump back through, and because you said it was a door, I closed the door.
There's no door. It's
God
the doorway.
God damn it!
Look, I lost my beard. I'm not thinking clearly. I saw a talking cigar.
It's been a day, yes.
Yeah, that was pretty fucked up.
That was funny. I liked it. I am glad I made that.
Oh, you made that.
I'm now on the other side.
Yeah.
I couldn't close the door because there wasn't one, but he doesn't realize yet that I've stepped back in. And I'm going to tiptoe further in and be like, hello, is there anyone
You
here?
Hear just an echo of just an empty, like, whatever was supposed to be here is not.
Something was supposed to be here, though. I know what to do. I walk back out. Gorbel.
Yes.
The only way to fix this is for you to grab that small creature and jump into the portal together.
I like
that. Can we just put this?
We should have Duncan do it. I realized that it was my beard making me go crazy.
I feel like
have the guest star do it.
I feel like we proved it.
Yeah, he'll do it. Sure.
I feel like we've proven that you two being in there does nothing, so maybe we should just put the child in there.
Yeah. Seriously, have the guest star do it. Yeah, it's quite.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, Duncan.
Duncan.
It's time to prove yourself as an intern.
Duncan, you don't need to stay in there. Dolan is tricking you. You can just drop the child in there.
Is it time for my evaluation?
After you put the child in the portal.
Well, we'll evaluate you. Maybe promote you. We'll see.
I'm sure this will be easy. I mean, the child is sitting there listening to all
of
this.
Wait, child.
Yeah. What?
Will you walk back through that thing?
I don't know. Probably not.
Please?
Oh, you mean go into the...
Yeah, can you go back in there?
I went in there, and I figured out who I was.
Did you?
No, you were confused, and you walked right back out.
No, he walked out. He walked in and...
I was already there.
Hold on. Everyone, please. I want to give Bobble a moment here. Tell us everything you learned about yourself.
When I was in there, I realized that... In the world, you truly are just you. You are only one of you. And every...
Is there a mosquito in here? Oh.
And even though sometimes you might not fit...
Your mouth makes funny noises, but I don't understand.
I think the kid
had
thrown in.
As it, like, it goes, and then there's this burst of light as it goes... and then, like...
Wait, really? That
sometimes.
Go, good job.
Yeah,
that was impressive. I thought surely that the kid would fight back.
Thank you. Does my beard grow back?
No, that's gonna take 24 hours to start the growing. No! It's gonna be a slow process.
And I don't know what to do.
It's like, hey, does anyone want a cigar? I don't feel good. And you see the cigar slowly just sort of fade to dust.
Thank goodness.
Including the one that you lit.
No! Yeah. No!
You see your finely hand-drawn childlike clothing fade away, and you're now naked.
Again.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's okay.
Disgusting.
And the beard doesn't make me who I am. I make me who I am.
Okay.
You've taken quite the turn in these last 3 minutes.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yes, I couldn't
track
any of it.
You've learned a lot about yourself.
Look. A lot can happen when you go into a void.
Apparently. I mean, you just walked in and walked back out, and again, didn't communicate any of that with me, but...
I am very tired.
You walked through the same void. What happened to you?
I didn't learn anything. It was just dark in there, that's all.
I didn't walk through.
The placebo effect is alive and well. Let's let him have this.
I just take a moment and I touch the wall of the ruin.
You notice that the carvings have faded away, that things look like they've returned to some semblance of normalcy.
Oh, there's no more rant about the Mitch and what he feels about the creatures.
It's back to the way it was.
Well, Duncan, it seems you've done pretty well today.
I think that I'd like to thank you all for the life experience, and certainly not the pay.
We didn't even take any trolls, did we?
We didn't get any teeth.
Yeah, we didn't even get any
No, teeth. You took the head.
Oh no! It's in my satchel!
Does it have teeth?
Yes!
Open its mouth.
Oh, I run back really quick. It takes like probably a couple minutes. I put my clothes back on, and I take the bag. And
by the time you get fully dressed, they've already joined you, and they're like, what? Come on. It's been 5 minutes.
Here it is.
Okay, take the teeth out.
Yeah, it has 25 teeth.
25 teeth.
Is that good?
To start, should we give the intern like half a tooth, maybe?
I'm really just here for the life experience.
Yeah, well, you said that.
That's great. It'll be great.
Maybe a letter of recommendation. A tattoo of recommendation.
The brand!
We can tattoo this onto your butt.
Your map. Your character
You
sheet.
Can be a... We'll make it Sretna Lorot Ramka.
Oh, so I can see it in my mirror.
Exactly.
You're quite kind. I've left one small spot.
Duncan, I feel you deserve this, and I take my chaps off, and I...
So you're just bottomless.
Yeah, I have underpants, so...
We're not on.
No,
that makes,
see
that makes one of us...
You're going to see everything, so...
Yeah.
I feel you deserve this. Wear it proudly and show your tattoos that you have.
I don't know what to say.
But please do say something. Speech,
speech, speech, speech, speech, speech, speech, speech.
You are a fuckwad. I must say that of all the adventuring parties I've attempted to intern with, this is the most fucked up of all. Truly. And I mean that with the greatest sincerity. And I accept your chaps with lordly composure. And I shall step into them now and turn to the camera.
Make sure you squeeze them.
Oh, I guarantee, my friend. Walnut? Anybody walnut?
Oh, I'm quite hungry, yes. I'll take a walnut.
No. He's
no,
not.
No.
He's not.
You're not paying attention, man.
Goodness gracious.
I'm doing like a Jean-Claude Van Damme thing, all right?
What's going
all right, this is the thing. Okay, this is the thing.
My familiar squirrel will fetch a walnut for you.
Thank you.
Ah!
Thank you, Squeaky. Up on my shoulder so that you can watch. And I turn to face the camera. I place the walnut between my nether butt cheeks.
Oh, wow.
And I give it a solid crack.
Wow. That's quite impressive.
I shed a tear.
So do I.
I start clapping.
Intern, yes, intern.
Peace. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'll put it in a little bowl and pass it around.
Famished.
I'm fine.
Wow. Well,
eventually.
I'm connected to the squirrel. You can give it to him.
I am connected to all of humanity right now. I really am.
Well. Have they called Jeremy yet?
Yeah.
The carriage.
Yeah. Eventually, the carriage comes around after about 20 minutes. Takes a while, you know. It's like, sorry, you know how it is, carriage traffic. And you guys make your way back into town, and you see that your review box is got
a full review board. We have a full review board. That's quite amazing. Yeah. I can't believe people even review. I mean, we didn't even really go on an actual adventure. It was just
we just kind of told off some trolls.
It
we
was
didn't
a
even
world.
Take the berries.
It was like a sabbatical.
Are you okay over there? You seem.
It's like a breeze coming
on. I was just indigesting right now.
It's the walnut, isn't it?
You seem to have been notified about something. Did you get a little message from a bird? Did you get a message from your bird?
You can say that.
Oh.
Oh.
Speaking of
saying. It sounds like someone's going on a date.
Emmanuel!
Emmanuel!
Oh, look at you, those buttless, those assless chaps!
Well, I don't have them anymore, so I can take it off, so yeah.
Orophan, what did you do to that baby?
What baby?
Am I okay? Is the world okay?
You still have that scar, but you're okay. You figure nobody checked on it, but the baby did fade back into its original time.
That's good. No one checked on it, but luckily we're fine. Yeah. Okay.
Why? You're still alive, so.
Great. Well, I guess let's look at the review board and see.
Let's see how effective we were this week.
Yes, I see.
Arsenal Royal 2K says, I don't like this sweater. It's hot and too itchy.
What does that have to do with it?
That was for something else. We should probably take this off the board.
Why do they keep confusing our review board with,
you know, other products?
Let's see. And then we got Jeremy says, 5 out of 5 stars for Hackmer. Good customers. Please like me on Yelp. And check out my new song.
No, I'm not going to do that. Fucking bars. It's always bars.
Right? Yeah, it sounds like he was using us as a platform to promote himself.
Yes, it's not
that's
cool.
That's what it is. Using our review board, given how many reviews we get to promote. Yes.
Uncool. Yeah. Uncool.
Vic the Bitter says, "Tide goes out, tide comes in. You can't explain that."
What?
I'm learning. Yes.
That speaks to me.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
I mean, the gravitational pull of the moon.
Can't explain that.
Okay. You mean the charm of...
Davlin again says, "Hi, I'm Herman. I'm a druid. Listen, we're missing Shadow the Paladin. His last message said to contact you if something happens. If you know where he is, please let us know.
Oh,
also,
no.
2 stars for not answering your fan mail."
Shadow was the Paladin that was like literally the only one giving us 5 stars every week.
Yes, we actually need him. That's he's important.
Oh, we should probably.
We need to find him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Angry Mother says, "Now you're trying tying babies to troll birds? I'm reporting you again. Also, 0 out of 5 stars."
No. Zero.
If we get more than one review of 0 from the same person, can we report that for harassment?
That's true. Yeah, that's
just messed up. Let's see. Eleonora, if I'm pronouncing that right, says, "I listen to Fallout Boy, and I can't understand Gorble. He's going down in the early rounds, and Sugar, he's going down swinging. 0 out of 5 stars.
What? That seems like discriminatory.
Do you know any of the Bard Fallout Boy songs?
Ah, I know a few of them.
You should. I'd love to hear.
Like one fell loose from the plum tree.
What?
Say that again.
Sing it.
He said one fell loose from the plum tree. Yes. Ah. It goes like this. Ba-da, ba-da-da, ba-da-da, ba-da-da-da-da, ba-da, ba-da-da. I hope this is the last time. Because I never say no to you. This conversation has been dead on arrival. Let's go something like that.
Great, moving on.
All right. Vic the Biter also reviews, saying, "They call themselves troll hunters, but really, all they seem to do is sit around and wait for people to troll them. I find this moniker factually inaccurate. Also, adding an old white man? Way to force diversity. How?"
I'm Hello? A protected class, yeah. Man. Fuck you.
Well, AARP isn't... Are they protected?
Yeah, over 40 is... Yeah, I actually have to know this for a living. Yes, I'm protected class. Suck it. Where were we?
Well, let's put this review in the fire.
No, I think we should revisit it later.
Too late, it's on fire.
I think that's it. There's one that was not a review for 10. And I think that's it. I think that's all of them.
Wow.
If I'm mistaken, I do apologize. A lot of information here.
So, not a great week for these reviews.
Not a great business model either.
But a great week for troll birds and trolls.
Yes, and a great week for new friend. I'm sorry you came on this adventure.
We're never going to have you on another adventure, Duncan. That was a good internship, but thank you for making the trip with us.
Usually the pretty, like, normal adventures, like, you know, we go hunt a troll and
We kill it.
I wouldn't call them normal.
Oh, somebody forgot to tell me how this shit works. I see.
You did great. We'll give you a great recommendation wherever you go.
I
just don't
done my
stay
research.
Here.
Thank you.
Yeah. We'll send you on your way. We'll grab you a carriage in the morning and send you on your way.
I must away your break of day.
Yes.
Well, now I'm sad.
Well.
Right. Hakmai, well, you have to close out with a song.
We do.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Everyone, on
really?
That Gregorian with chat with me, you know, the one in E minor.
E minor.
You're supposed to be down here.
Boom, boom,
you're flat.
For the longest time. For the longest time. If I said goodbye to you tonight, there would still be trolls left to fight. What else could I do? I'm so inspired by you. I'm not coming back on Hyper G again.
You even said our name wrong.
Fuck you for the longest time. Oh, fuck you for the longest time. Oh.